Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. You know, I have several friends who are alumni of the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. It's a great institution that allows cadets to further their education and earn a commission in our military if they want to, which about one in every three does. Ranked as the number one public college in the South, the Citadel also offers master's degree graduate certificates online or on campus. If you're looking for a bachelor or master's degree, this might be the college for you. Check citadel.edu. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to begin by discussing helpvet.net. Then we're going to talk with World War II bomber expert Randy Horton. And then I'll shoot the bull with Army veteran Tom Norton. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome my friend Steve Wilson from helpvet.net. His team is really focused on helping veterans. What's not to like about that? So, welcome back to the show, Steve.
Hey, Denny. Thank you again so much for having me. It's such an honor to be on a show like yours. And I just wanted to say congratulations on your 600th show.
Yeah.
Longevity is quite a thing, and it should be honored. So thank you for getting the word out and keeping people straight what's truly going on in this country.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, Steve, give us a quick background. Your background and helpvet.net. How did it start? What's its purpose? Tell us about it.
Well, HelpVet was started a couple of years ago. I think it was back January or February of 2018, because we feel that as a beneficiary, everybody living in this country that have served in the military, who have carried the burden and paid the price of keeping America safe, and considering their sacrifice, HelpVet was formed to connect to those individuals and families and ask them, you know, how can we help? What can we do? How can we provide for you? But they were founded on the philosophy to help local communities by working hand in hand with all the vets, active military families, and a variety of local businesses, as well as local and national charities to help address their toughest issues, veteran suicide, PTSD, traumatic brain trauma, and the financial responsibilities they and their families bear.
Okay. So obviously you have to work locally as well as nationally. So your focus is on helping veterans wherever, age, combat, whatever, helping veterans. Am I right?
Well, veterans, their families, active military, whatever the need might be. They learn about the benefits on helpvet.net. We provide information and resources on all benefit information. Resources are updated every single day that help them with retirement, military moves, medical evaluation. Their stuff on finance and new careers and budgeting and taxes and home loans and just every aspect of an individual's life. So we were created to help in the everyday life of these individuals that have sacrificed so much of the freedoms that we enjoy and a lot of this country we feel takes for granted.
And nothing on that net costs anybody money, right?
Absolutely. No, we are a free online information and resource center. We also will provide hands-on help if people contact us. They can certainly contact us through helpvet.net. And if they scroll down to the bottom of any page, our phone number is there as well, so they can contact us directly. But there is no cost to any service member, any family member, or anybody that's active in the military whatsoever.
That's great news. So you don't service just vets. You've serviced the whole military veteran community. That's
absolutely.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're talking helpvet.net with Steve Wilson. So you find resources for people, regardless of what their need is. I don't know if you're 100% perfect at finding solutions to everything, but you try to find resources for people who have a need, and they're free resources?
Yeah, we vet out local businesses as well as nationally recognized organizations to individuals that we feel we would use with our own families. We do a vetting process to find them the best realtor or insurance agency, attorney, tax expert, everything from A to Z that affects their daily lives in their local communities. And also on the site, what's really great is we have lists of hundreds and hundreds of nationally and regionally recognized organizations that provide discounts, sometimes even free, like tickets to SeaWorld and sporting events that they can find on helpvet.net. So But also, Denny, it goes deeper than that. So, for example, spoke to a woman a couple of months ago. Her neighbor contacted us. She's an older woman in her 90s. Her husband served in the Navy from 1943 to 1947. Matter of fact, he's buried over in Quantico, Virginia. She's 93 years old. She's got two sons. One has autism, the other Asperger's. And she needed transportation to and from the doctor's offices approximately twice a year. So we look for transportation through the DAV, and they put us in touch with the United Way to provide her services. Another gentleman that we're trying to help, he's an 84-year-old paratrooper, served with the 82nd Airborne Division, and he contracted cancer due to Agent Orange. Because of that, he lost 50 pounds, and in process, he lost his teeth. And because he couldn't eat, he's got 80% disability and no dental. So at this point, we just want to find him a dentist out there that'll provide the services so that he can live out the rest of his life in dignity. And he's around the Houston area. Another story is about an individual 74-year-old Vietnam veteran who was having hearing issues. And we were able to put him in contact with hearing specialists with no out-of-pocket cost. So those are the things that we do hands-on for individuals, not only by providing them services where they can go in their local communities and find quality companies that really respect the fact that they've served and want to help them and their families out.
Okay. So obviously, you're one, looking for people in the military veteran community who need some assistance in finding some kind of support, but you're also looking for businesses in local communities or nationally who would like to provide some degree of free assistance or discounted assistance to veterans, right?
Not necessarily free or discounted. If that's put on the heart of the business owner, absolutely. We would love that for them to do that. But we're also just looking for organizations that understand the needs of the veteran community, understand that these men and women have placed their lives on the line for this country, of what they might be going to, keeping them aware of what's going on with the PTSD and the traumatic brain injuries and the suicides. We urge local businesses to champion this cause by supporting our efforts in providing their professional services to all the vets, active military, and families in their communities through HelpVet.net. We'd love for local businesses to contact us. Again, our number is at the bottom of the website, HelpVet.net, and we'd love to speak with them about providing their services in a local market for all those that have served our country.
That's awesome. And it's pretty clear that you don't have any limits. Whatever the needs are, they can be brought to you. And if you don't have some solution, you'll go out and look for it.
Yeah. HelpVet is not an offshoot or a line item on a large budget. We're focused on interfacing local businesses with all vets, active military, and their families, which places them directly in the hands of the business owner that can supply the solution for their need. But HelpVet's mission is to provide free services to all of those that have served and all the families. And we're constantly building upon a nationwide network of dedicated professional businesses committing themselves to provide all individuals and families a high level of caliber of expert services unequaled.
Steve, that is awesome. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for what you're doing for the military veteran community. Thank you for what you're doing for the civilian community, giving them the opportunity to reach out and support the military veteran community. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being my friend.
Well, I certainly appreciate all you do for this country, what you've done for this country, your service as well, Denny, and all those that you affect by getting the good word out. And may God continue to bless the brave men and women of our armed forces, those who serve, their families, and this great country that we live in, the United States of America. And God bless you, sir.
Thank you, brother. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, we're going to talk with World War II bomber expert Randy Horton. Then I'll shoot the bull with Army veteran Tom Norton. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. I want you to balance on one foot for 3 minutes, then balance on the other foot for 3 minutes, and do this while thinking patriotic thoughts. I'll be right back.
Help TalkVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with all of your everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, health-related services, or information on retirement planning, financial resources, or more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all of your daily needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net wants to thank you for your service, and may God continue to bless the U.S. of A.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. According to the FBI, 85% of altercations don't rise to the level of deadly force. Make sure you have some open-handed self-defense skills or pepper gel to ward off these less-than-lethal attacks. Always have a plan to repel non-lethal attackers and make sure you are in compliance with all self-defense laws in your jurisdiction.